Well, okay. It is time for TalkBack, and TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. We've had a nice little ongoing conversation about ice on the Mississippi River, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. But I want to start off with our student phenology, including a report from our friends down at Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield, Minnesota. The teacher down there, Michelle Martin, says, we had a few firsts this week down here in Northfield. On January 16th, we heard our first Phoebe song of the year from the Chickadees. On January 19th, we heard the first Pump Handle song from the Blue Jays. And on January 19th and 20th, we had our first below zero temperature of the year. Happy MLK Day, Martin Luther King Day today, and that's from Michelle Martin. Our other report this week comes from our good friends over at the North Shore Community School, and Robbie Teagee is the teacher there.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of January 12, 2019. My name is Derek, and I'm your phenologist for this week. On Friday the 18th, our wind chill made it feel like it was negative 25 degrees. Because of this, we had indoor recess. Our eyes watered during Fayed when we were skiing in the frigid air. John Latimer came to our school to show us some winter phenology. He has been observing and recording firsts, lasts, and changes in nature for over 30 years. We learned some fun phenology about tree buds and seeds in the winter. Did you know that birch trees have seeds? Red poles and siskins love to eat them. Ms. Teagee's class went outside and cut branches off a red maple tree, an apple tree, birch tree, and an oak. They're going to do a chilling experiment to see how the branches react to warm temperature in the winter rather than the cold temperature that they're usually in. Even with these cold temperatures, ravens are seen flying high above the playground. In the winter, rabbits change what they eat. They eat bark from tree branches. This tree bark that they eat isn't very nutritious compared to the grass greens of the summer. Therefore, rabbits eat their own scat. This helps them extract whatever little nutrition there is left in the tree bark the second time around. This concludes the phenology report, and have a wonderful week and be observant.
Nice job. I had a lot of fun over there. We had two classes out, and it was just a great day at the North Shore Community School. Thank you for letting me come over. It was a great morning. As I mentioned earlier, we've had this little comments going on about the Mississippi River. Dave sent a note, said, something unusual is happening on the Mississippi. I've been here 11 years, and we're encountering a period where there's not an open river channel, though the river this year, beginning before Xmas, the river has been solid. And he went on to say that might be part of the what's going on up at the plant itself. They shut down a couple of boilers up there, and they were old and outdated, and they took them out of service. And so we got into it a little bit, and I got a note from another person who lives on the river or works on the river, and says, my office is located just downstream from the Pacagama Dam. The river will be open or closed on any given day of the week throughout the winter, typically soaked or discolored, even if it's iced over. What I've noticed lately is the river looks far more firm with solid white snow. I, too, have been curious whether or not the changes at Boswell have affected this. I feel that even though the water coming out of the dam is warm, it couldn't stay warm for very long upon leaving hot ponds. When fishing, I've noticed temperature changes as steep as 30 degrees in the hot ponds versus around the corner where the river joins the dam. I did happen to go to the hot ponds and set foot on ice just to see it with my own eyes the other day. I guess that's an observation I have made and am curious about. I certainly have a big influence on the ecological happenings that revolve around the hot ponds. That place was an anomaly. I wonder where the bowfin will go once displaced. And I called Minnesota Power, and I got a chance to talk to some folks. And it turns out that, yeah, the shutdown of boiler units 1 and 2 has greatly affected the water temperature at their discharge. And so the river is much cooler than it has been for many years. And so that is probably the explanation there. And then Dave went on to say in a second email after we chatted, I'll keep you posted. I heard you reading my email. My home is not far from Portage Park, downstream from the Highway 62 bridge. I wonder if Boswell hires environmentally trained researchers to study the impact of the changes they make. Old timers tell me that the heavy silt on top of the Sandy River bottom did not exist before Boswell. On another note, the hybrid cat tails seem to be regrettably advancing their coverage on the shoreline in front of my home. And he goes on to say some complimentary things. I've become addicted to your program back in 2007 when I moved up north from central Iowa. While you have not stimulated a dedication to daily phenological observations, I have begun recording my garden, plant, animal, and weather observations in a journal. That's terrific, really. As a retired science teacher, I look forward to your conversations with Harry and Tornado Bob on Science Tuesday. I frequently take notes to compare your descriptions with my observations. On my acre of wooded shoreland, I have allowed native habitat to become somewhat restored, eliminating invasives and adding plant species when possible. Thank you very much, Dave. Nice to hear from you, and I encourage you to continue your efforts at getting more natural environment on your property. Sorry about the invasive species of cattails. I know about them. And from our friend Ian, who is a longtime listener and phenologist in Minneapolis, he says, with the lunar eclipse getting so much attention, I thought I'd write a quick phenological note about the other glowing orb in the sky. On Saturday afternoon, and remember now, this is Saturday was the morning I woke up to minus 33 degrees at my house. I know, it was colder at your house. On Saturday afternoon, I noticed for the first time this year the interior of my car heating from the sun's radiation and steam rising from the evaporating snow on my black Weber grill. Not quite outdoor barbecue weather yet, but soon enough. Hope everyone at KEXE is happy, healthy, and keeping warm. Your friend Ian. Thanks for your notes. One final note here. Ed over in Deerwood. Chickadees still singing their Phoebe songs. And the shrike is back and thinks that squirrel would be a fine meal, though the squirrel seems to be objecting to that possibility.